Welcome to Bible Curious Podcast. I'm Amberly Lyons, and I have very big news. I'm very excited about it, you guys. I got baptized. I am born again, and it was so beautiful and so perfect. And I'm telling you, I feel different. There's something to it, you guys. It was a water baptism. It was the real schmeal deal. And we're going to talk about it today. We're going to be diving into, like, what is baptism? Should I be getting baptized? We're going to talk about the supernatural. We're going to talk about just exactly what happened and how it went down and how I've been feeling since. And yeah, it was seriously miraculous. So first of all, what is baptism? So I see it as being the next step after declaring that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and declaring that he died on the cross, and really, really inviting the Holy Spirit into your life. And we have done that in this podcast before, giving you the opportunity to say that prayer. And once that's done, like, yes, the Holy Spirit is with you, you're in covenant with Jesus, but the water baptism is really the next step. I kind of say that it's kind of like this ritual that creates the covenant, and the words that you speak when you say the prayer, that's kind of like the verbal agreement. And the actual water baptism is like, okay, the papers are signed, we are doing the work, and it is all happening. If you're like, okay, I'm not really sure if I'm ready to do this yet, like, is this for me? We're going to be talking about that. And if you're like new to all of this stuff, make sure you listen to the episode, Building a Relationship with Jesus. That one is going to give you kind of like those first steps. And if you're like, okay, is baptism for me? I don't think I'm ready to do this yet. You can just like warm up with getting into relationship with Jesus, having a consistent prayer practice, and maybe you're like, it's not for me yet, but I know it will be one day. It's for everybody. It's going to happen for you too. But I have a prayer audio for you. If you're like, okay, I'm still trying to get this prayer situation down, I'm still trying to get into relationship with Jesus, I'm still trying to make God part of my everyday life and prayer and all those things, I have prayer audio that you can listen to, that you just download, and you can speak along with me. You can just hear how I do my prayer in the morning and the evening. And, you know, if you don't feel like you need that, don't do it. Like, if you're like, no, I'm just going to pray and I'm just going to talk to Jesus and build this relationship, like, I prefer that. Like, I want you to just go and do it. But if you're like, I need a little guidance, I want to see what you do, then you can totally grab that prayer audio. The link is in my bio, or you can go to the website BibleCurious.co. And yeah, if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcast or wherever you're listening to this, if you look at the show notes, then you will see the link to download the prayer there. So I just want to invite the Holy Spirit in right now to this episode so that the Holy Spirit can move through me, tell me what to share with you guys, and can also invite the Holy Spirit into you to really experience and hear what you need to hear so that those sparks can go off for you. Like, if this is right for you, if this is the time for you, and I want you to just take a moment. Let's just take a moment and just ask God to let us, in this next however long this episode is, just let us hear what we need to hear, absorb what we need to absorb, and feel what we need to feel in a way that lights us up and brings us closer to God. I'm ready for that. Okay. So the first thing I want to talk about with baptism. So when I was getting my baptism, the pastor, he spoke and he said something along the lines of, you know, this isn't magic. This isn't, you know, you're not going to go into this water and all of a sudden your sins are washed away and your past is totally gone. This is really just a public declaration of your covenant with Jesus and your relationship with God and walking out as a believer publicly. I beg to differ. I actually beg to differ. I truly believe that there is a supernatural side to this. And I think that this is where religion versus relation with God get a little bit muddy. I think there is such a supernatural side to things, and I talk about this in every episode if you're sick of it, sorry. But I think that religion has missed that, and religion has become so like routine and almost like linear in the faith. And think that there's such a missing piece. So yes, it is a public declaration of faith. So in 1 Peter 3:21 to 22, it says, "And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also, not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear consciousness towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who's gone to the heavens and is at God's right hand with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him." So yes, it is both a pledge, but it is also something that brings you into connection with God and the heavens and the angels and the authorities and the powers. And that is so supernatural. That is so like, wow, it's miraculous. But there's also a deeper side to it. So there's the cleansing and the forgiveness of sin. So Acts 2:38. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So we are literally being born again. I truly believe that. And when we step out in that way, and yes, publicly declare it, but we're actually doing this ritual in a holy setting, there's something so powerful about water. And I hear this from so many people that when they are in the shower or the bath or very well hydrated is when they feel more connected with God. And God has actually told me this before. It's like water is a portal. It is a conductor of connection to the supernatural. It's like the water within us is the fuel that we need to connect to God. If we're all like a dried up little prune, We're not having that conductive energy come through. I really, really feel that. So when we're in the water and we're making this declaration, we're being dunked into the water and we're rising back up, that is also a symbol of the death and the resurrection. So when you go underwater, that is a symbol of the death. And when you are brought back up, that is a symbol of the resurrection. So what happened when Jesus died and was resurrected? The Holy Spirit was brought into consciousness. Consciousness was brought to man. So it really is renewal. It is like time and space open up for you to have this renewal. And I do believe it is like a rebirth. So John 3:5 says, "Jesus answered, very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and spirit." So when he talks about being born of water and the spirit, he's talking about when you are baptized, you are inviting the Holy Spirit in. Just like when the resurrection happened, the Holy Spirit was able to enter the world, enter man. We are now having that enter us by recreating that symbolism of the death and the rebirth. And yes, when you invite the Holy Spirit in before your water baptism, he's with you. But I can tell you, I feel much more strongly connected now to the Holy Spirit than I did before. I can hear more clearly. I have vivid, even more vivid dreams. I'm hearing the words. I'm seeing the miracles and the synchronicities and just feeling so much more peace, so much more connected, so much happier. And I really believe that this worked. Like when you think of like people who make a deal with the devil and they sign this like blood covenant or they like hand their soul over to the devil, like that is, we would believe that. We'd be like, that person sold their soul to the devil and that's why, you know, their life is so dark, yada, yada, yada. But this is the opposite of that. This is selling our soul, giving our soul freely to God, being a sacrifice to put our will out of the way and let our life be for God's will. In Romans 6:3-4, it says, "Or don't you know that all of us who are baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. And it truly is literally living a new life. And that's why they say being born of water. Like that is the baptism. That is being reborn through this ritual. So why now? Why did I decide to do this now? I just did. It's like there's really no answer to that. I just knew. And I originally wanted to do a private situation where we would, because we live on a lake. My friends were like, okay, we can organize a pastor. We can organize a boat. There's this private beach that we can go to on the boat and we can do it there. And I was like, amazing. That sounds fabulous. I'll have a little party and it'll be a whole thing about me. No. That was the wrong way to look at it. And I was kind of thinking that like, oh, I'm making too big of a deal of this. I'm making it about me. But I was still going to do it. But then, you know, when it's like when someone else is offering to do something, you don't want to like, you know, remind them or nudge them or even ask. Like I was just like, yeah, like, that'd be great. So I just it wasn't really happening, but I knew I wanted to do it sometime this summer. So I was at my church and actually, no, I was looking at my church website for some reason. And I just saw that they were doing a water baptism. It wasn't in the lake by my house, unfortunately, but it was actually in a river. I'm like, okay, well, Jesus got baptized in a river, so I'll get baptized in a river. And I, at first I was like, a group, I don't know. I don't know what the people are going to be like. It might be weird. Like, I don't know. Am I going to have to say something? I might be nervous. I want to be able to control the vibe, like, especially if I'm like inviting people there, I want it to be like a vibe. How funny is that? It's not about the vibe, Everly. It's not about the vibe.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
But yeah, so basically I just literally was wanted to do it in September. My church was doing it in August. So I was like, okay. I'm doing it in August. I'm not going to make it about me. Actually, even when I saw that they were doing one, I did reach out and was like, can you do a private one for me? And they were like, why? Like, why? They were like, are you like nervous? Are you shy? Because such a big piece of it is about that public declaration. And I didn't really realize that. I didn't really think of it that way. I'm like, I've already done my public declaration. I have done that due diligence. I have a podcast. I'm good. The world knows. A lot of people think I'm crazy, lost a lot of followers. So we're good on that. But I just sucked it up and I did the group one and I'm so glad that I did. And it turned out that that was a lesson that it's not about me. So if you are wondering if it's the right time for you, just start planting the seeds, start thinking about it. I also would like weirdly like daydream about it. Like when I was trying to fall asleep and you know, you're like, okay, I need to think of something to help me fall asleep. And I would think about my baptism and how beautiful it's going to be and to have this deeper relationship with God and all these things. So just start asking, like ask God, tell him you're ready and he will put the perfect baptism right in the way for you. And then just look at your church website. They are probably doing one. It's the summer, end of summer. I feel like people are doing it. So with all that, people really, I was like, okay, I'm not going to make this a big deal. I'm not going to make this about me, but people really wanted to make it a big deal. Like everyone, like so many people wanted to come and I have these amazing, lovely Christian friends and they were like inviting people. And I was like, oh my gosh, like it was like, people think it's a really big deal, like wedding adjacent. Like if you are in the faith, if you are, especially like if you're actually Christian, It is like literally like wedding adjacent. Like it is a big deal and you make it a hoopla and you can have a little party or go for lunch. I mean, listen, that's fun. I totally did that. I had a barbecue after and it was amazing. But then I started getting nervous. Like we were inviting people that weren't believers. And it was just like, gosh, like I felt bad. Like it was weird. Like I felt guilty. Like they're going to feel awkward. I don't want to make anyone feel awkward if they are just coming because they feel like they have to. But we ended up having, you know, non-believer friends there and non-believer family there. And it was fine. People seemed to like it. It was a vibe. But leading up, there definitely was some spiritual demonic attack. Oddly, like my husband and I never fight, like bicker, sure, like maybe like be a little snappy sometimes, but fight never, like never. Like I literally, it's probably been like a year. and when I say fight, it's not like we were like screaming or like throwing things or anything crazy, but we were like really like having words for a couple days. So that was happening. I was having nightmares. I was having adrenal fatigue. Like I felt like my hormones were off. I was sleeping terribly. And I just knew that it was I was doubting myself. I was doubting everything. Like, should I even do this? Is this stupid? Am I cringe? Like, is this podcast cringe? You know what? Some people would say it is. Listen, that's fine. You know what? I'm okay to be a little cringe, but it was like really getting to me. I was like just literally questioning everything. And yeah, it was like, this is not me. Like I just knew it was not me. And then the day of, I was having this weird stress. Actually, the night before and the day of, I was like, it's not going to work for me. I'm going to get baptized. And it's not going to work. God's going to be like, nope, I don't want this one. Send her back. Like I was literally thinking that, and I was like, I'm like thinking of like, how can I get out of this? And because I was so excited, like I was like, just, oh, I can't wait to have this deeper connection with God, blah, 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 blah. Like thinking it was going to be this like wild thing. And so I was like, what if it's not? What if I do it and I feel nothing? What if I do it and I'm stressed out the whole time? What if I do it and it, you know, I feel terrible after? Like I was just so worried about it. And then I went to church because it was on – the baptism was on a Sunday at 3:30. Church was at 11. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to church first and just get into the right mindset. And I never usually go up like, you know, at the end of service. They'll be like, if anyone wants a prayer, we'll have someone pray over you. And I never usually do it, but I was just getting nudged. It's like, do it. And so I did. And it was actually the pastor's wife. I think she's his wife. I don't know. I haven't officially met her, but she's beautiful and lovely. And she prayed for me. I told her, and I, you know, when the chin is quivering and the lip is quivering and there's like a single tear rolling down your cheek, that was what was happening the whole time she was praying for me. And she was, because I said, you know, I don't feel like I deserve it. I said, like, I don't feel like it'll work for me. I'm nervous. I'm anxious. I didn't really explain myself very well, but I think she knew what I was feeling. And she just said, you know, God, please let Amberly know that she's forgiven for the past, that this is a rebirth, that she is forgiven, that the slate is wiped clean and all these things. And then I felt like by the time I got in my car after, I felt like a new woman. And then she was actually one of the first people I saw when I got to the baptism, which was like hours later. And she was like, how are you feeling? I was like, nailed it. Like God got me, you got me, like we're good. And it was so hot. Oh my gosh. So we got there. Scorching hot. Like I was worried again, worried, embarrassed, like, oh my gosh, everyone's going to get here and it's like so hot and no one's going to want to be here. And, you know, I feel guilty that all these people are like, you know, taking their Sunday to do this for me. Even like they're not believers, they're going to think it's weird and they're going to just regret coming. But thank goodness, pretty much as soon as people started arriving, because I had to get there a little bit early to, you know, get the DL on how things were going to go down. But as soon as everyone got there, the clouds came in and it was still sunny, but the heat was bearable. It was actually perfect. So how it worked was they would call one person up at a time. There were 20 people being baptized, which is so cool. I think it ended up being a little more than that. And there were, I think, 4 people in the water. And so you would call, they would call one person up, and then you would go in and they would just ask you two questions. Like, do you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? Yes. Do you believe he died on the cross? Yes. And for your salvation, or whatever they said. And you would just say, yes, yes. And then they would say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then they would dunk your head, bring you back up, and then they would say a prayer for you. And I was watching, and it was also beautiful. But they were taking turns saying the prayer. So like the 4 people in the water that were administering the baptism, they were taking turns. And there was one girl doing it who, bless her, but she kind of rambled a little bit. And I was like, oh, I don't want to get her. Like, I want to get one of the other people who were a little bit more concise and maybe a little more confident. And they called my name and I get in the water, and the water was perfect. I was like, this is like the perfect temperature. Loved it. And I saw that I had the girl praying for me because she stands to the right of you. But I was shaking it off. I'm like, whatever, it's fine. So I said yes to the declaration. They dunked me. And as I went under, I swear I saw a face. It was a scary face. Like, I feel like it was literally like the face of death. It was like red and like creepy looking. And it's such a split second. And then I brought back up and everyone's cheering and I feel just so much lighter. I'm not even kidding you. I felt lighter. I felt peace immediately. And then there was a little fish biting my ankle. It was like I could feel, not biting, but like sucking. Like it was like, and there's so many fish in the Bible. Like the fish was Jesus. The fish was Jesus. And it was just so wild. Like it wouldn't go away the whole time the girl was rambling the prayer. But no, she did really good at my prayer. So she kind of pulled it together. There was a bit of repetition, but I liked it. Like what she was saying was so accurate. So the prayer she said for me, she said something, you know, God, this, thank you so much for this beautiful daughter. Please let her know like how beautiful she is. Let her know how loved she is, and fill her so much with your love, God, that it pours into the lives of others, that she is a fountain of life for other people. And I was like, ooh, okay. And she didn't, like, no one said anything like that to anyone else. So I'm like, does she know I have a podcast? Does she know I'm have maybe a little bit of online influence? Like, she doesn't know who I am. So I just thought that was really interesting. And then when I got home, I think like the next day or a couple days later that I noticed this. So when I first booked my baptism and I was kind of prepping, I really prepped for the week before of just being really centered, really connecting to God. And I had written myself a letter. Basically, I was journaling whilst connected to God. And I wrote at the top of the letter, the woman I am inside. And I just poured out onto these pages about the woman I know who I am inside, but I want to show up as more often. And one of the things I wrote was, the more she loves God, the more his love flows through her to touch the lives of others, because loving God is her number one priority. And that was so similar, like pretty much identical to what she was saying about me in my prayer. So I thought that was so magical and really like a confirmation and just a little nudge in the direction of, yes, you are doing the right thing. You are meant to be sharing this. And it was just so magical. It was so magical. And what else happened? So yeah, then when I was done, I was one of the last people to go. And so I always stayed and watched a few. There were some like cute little boys that went. It was so cute. Their dad was getting baptized, but then they decided that they wanted to do it as well. And there was a little girl too. Yeah, it was so cute watching the kids. They weren't that young. I think you have to be like 10 or 11. They want you to be like making a sound decision. Like it's not your parents that told you to do it, kind of thing. And then I saw, I don't know if you guys, maybe this was Chakra Girl Radio that we talked about. This is how I said, like, the first time I went to church, I was like, it's not for me. Like, they jumped all over me. Like, some girl came and talked to me. just was like, wow, someone was being nice to you. Does that mean they're a predator? I kind of felt like it was for some reason. Anyways, she's not. She's lovely. I hope she's not listening to this because I feel really bad. Anyways, she was there and she was so sweet. And then there was another girl that I met in church a long time ago that was there. Yeah, I mean, I haven't been going to church for that long. So the fact that the only two people that I've ever talked to at church were there, it was actually really nice. And they weren't getting baptized. They were just there to support, which was just so sweet. Okay, what else? So I had my little after party. We had a feast. We had so much food. We had, yeah, my mom was there. My stepdad was there. Lots of friends. And my stepdaughter was there, which was wild. But she just happened to be coming up that weekend because she goes to Catholic school. And I remember when her mom first signed her up for Catholic school, me and I was not a believer at the time. Me and Frank were like, my gosh, like we just felt a way about it. Anyways, not our business. That was let her have it. But when I started like my faith journey, then I would like talk to my stepdaughter about it. She's 17. So like we can chat. And so it was just awesome that she's someone that I have always talked to about this stuff. And she's always been super excited for me. So she happened to be up at our place with her friends. So they got to come, which was amazing. And yeah, we inspired my mom. She was very inspired by it. And one of the girls, my friend that was there, she told her mom that she like attended my baptism. And the mom was like, oh, that's awesome. So, you know, you never know. You're like planting little seeds and you never know who's going to be interested and who's going to, I don't know, like you are really like, no matter what you're doing, whenever you are like stepping out and declaring your faith, you are unknowingly helping people. So I want to talk a little bit more about the aftermath. So immediately the next day after the baptism, I felt different. Like I felt happier. I felt more grounded. I felt more connected. I was like so tired because we, like I said, we were hosting my stepdaughter and her friend, and there was just, I don't know, this like miraculous loving energy of peace. Like it was like I was tired, but I was like felt like I can rest. Like felt like it was like I'm tired, but I'm rested. I'm tired, but I'm at peace. I'm tired, but I'm like just full of love. And it was so beautiful. And then just the connection, like I was been saying, like the connection that I felt has just been wild. The messages, the synchronicities, the closeness to God, and He's shown me so much in the last few days that there are big plans for my life and I'm really looking forward to it. And I always say like I'm not in a rut, but I've been stagnant like since I've moved here. And I think you guys know that like since the collapse of Shocker Girl, I felt a little stagnant. Obviously Prism is doing amazing things, but it's not the same as coming out and talking about this stuff. This is what really lights me up, you know, helping people in this deeper way. And I'm feeling, you know, is there a book that's going to come through? There is, but that's, I'm like, God's been telling me to do it. I've written like a little outline, but I have not started yet. But that's something, like, there's so many things that I want to do. And I'm just starting to feel like I have that spark again to like start thinking about these things and making them happen. And I know that God wants me to share more about like the supernatural side of things and that it's not about religion or even like necessarily identifying as Christian. It's about having that relationship with Christ and the Holy Spirit and like using, not even using that, but like letting it, like letting that take control of your life in this supernatural way. And I'm trying to like connect the dots of quantum reality and how God fits in with that in a biblical way with biblical proof. So if anyone has any good book recos, let me know. And I've always wondered why I moved here, you guys. I've always said, why am I living here? Like going from big city life to this, like this is why. I had to get baptized in that river. I had to, you know, become closer to God. And all of a sudden, like after my baptism, all of a sudden there's all of these little nudges and like potential opportunities of moving to a different city. So there's lots of like percolating momentum. Nothing's happened yet. Nothing's for sure. But I'm starting to feel movement is happening. And another thing, this is a whole other episode. I don't even know if I want to open this can of worms right now, but I'm going to. But God has been showing me this is a more disruptive thing. And I think I've spoken about this a little bit before. And like I said, it probably needs its own episode. But long story short, God is showing me that we are calling him by the wrong name. The letter J was not even invented until like something like 1000 BC or 800 BC or something like that. So this may upset people and I may get some hate messages, but I've seen this in dreams. Okay. He's told me this. And yesterday he literally told me to get to my knees. It was so weird. So I speak French and well, not very well, but I kept hearing in my head, au genou, au genou, au genou. And I was like, what does that mean? And I was like, oh my gosh, it means to your knees, like on your knees. And so as soon as I like put two and two together, I was blow drying my hair. I'm like, am I supposed to like get on my knees right now? And I got down to my knees and I heard so clearly the name is wrong. You need to tell people my real name. If you want more information on this, just message. I'll send you some resources. But essentially, and I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. I feel like I need to research this before I really talk about it too much. But God truly is Yahuwah and Jesus is Yahshua or Yahshua. I don't know if I'm saying it right. So it's like there's so many things in the Bible that say, call me by my name. Do not call me by any other name. Yet for some reason, we translated it. But Christians will be like, yeah, but they translated the Bible to make it more attainable for different countries and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but like, why are we translating names? That just seems weird to me. It's always seemed weird to me. And I'm getting, no matter how many times I try to push it out of the way, I'm like, okay, it's not a big deal. You know, it keeps coming up. But then people are like, well, then how come we can rebuke in the name of Jesus and it works? It's like, I don't know. I don't have the answer for that. But at the end of the day, he wants us to worship his name. Maybe he's just like, fine. Like, you know, I know you're calling me. I don't like people call me Amber. Like, I get it. So I don't want you to go down too many rabbit holes about this. And that's the other thing that Christians will say is like, if you start poking holes in the Bible, then it's going to make people not believe in other things. Like, listen, I want the full truth. Okay. So I'm going to poke some holes and do it my way. And yeah, there is like a whole movement on this. And I've just been doing some research. I think it's called the Sacred Name Movement or something like that. And there are Bibles that you can get that have the proper names. So essentially like Yahuwah and I don't know if it's Yahusha or Yahshua, one of the two. But there are Bibles that essentially that's just the Hebrew way of saying it. So like that's the original way that it was said. So it's like bringing it back. But then they also say that like Ethiopia was the first Bible. Okay, you guys, I don't know. Like, listen, I'm telling you guys what's in my head, but I do not know. I want you to like, I'm not saying do your own research. I'm saying don't even, unless you like really want to, don't go down the rabbit hole. But I will be sharing more about this. And this is just one of the things that God has been telling me to share, but I will do my due diligence before I actually do an episode on this. But yeah, if you want to know where I've been seeing this, message me and I'll send you the information that I have. Anyways, that's a whole other episode. Wow, tangent. Anyways, get baptized, guys. Get baptized. Okay, so I want to hear your baptism stories. So reach out to me on Instagram at Bible Curious. What is it? Bible Curious. I don't know. I don't know what my website is. I don't know what Instagram is. I literally never know the difference between the two. One of them is Bible. Okay, hold on. Oh, okay, I think Instagram is Bible Curious Podcast. Okay, so if you go to at Bible Curious Podcast, then that's my Instagram. So follow me there and send me your baptism story. And I'll post. You can tell me if you want it to be anonymous or not. But I'd love to just like screenshot and like post people's baptism stories and if anything wild happened to you. But then if you want the prayer audio that I told you about. Show notes for Bible Curious Co. is the website. I should really just make the website and the handle the same thing. It's fine. Anyways, I just want to share that story with you guys. A lot of you guys were so excited for me. So thank you so much for the support. I got so many lovely DMs when I shared that I got baptized, and that really means the world to me. And I want to hear your guys' stories. And yeah, we're all really on this journey together. Like, no one is in Chakra Girl, I was like, I'm the chakra expert. So dumb. But this is like, we're doing this together. So yay. I'm excited for you guys. Let me know how you like this. Share this with a friend if they're thinking of getting baptized. And we will catch you guys next week. Bye, everybody.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.